to restore a backbone? Yesterday, we talked about the same problems in the Roman Catholic Church. We talked about the smoke of Satan. Yes, we did. The day before that, we talked about the smoke of Satan. Yesterday, we had a special guest, an expert within the Catholic community, talking about the problems, the worship of the state. That's what we've come to. Have the gates of hell really advanced that far? And if so, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it in your life? You can't deal with all these problems. This doesn't call for a program, my friends. This calls for a profound heart search, beginning with confession, repentance, a change of heart, transformation of mind and heart, and then the ability to stand alone, to have a purpose firm, and to make it known. I trust that will be you. Otherwise, the gates of hell will continue to assault the church. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. For you, it could be the best of times. The choice is yours.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and head.
For amber waves of grain.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And it looks like our guest thought it was going to be tomorrow evening instead of tonight. So basically, we don't have a guest. And it's going to be open lines, and I'm going to ask you to give us a call, and we'll talk about what you want to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2955. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to, but I want to talk this evening about certainly, until somebody calls in, about the certainly the phony excuse, the criminal use that is being utilized by the accusation that Syria used nuclear chemical weapons to justify a military attack. And basically, the president is saying that there's no question that the Assad government used chemical weapons, knowing full well this was going to go ahead and bring an attack from the United States, but we could not allow him to get away with that. And it was a terrible thing. All those people were killed. So basically, because Assad supposedly has killed people, now we're going to, of course, attack Syria, we're going to kill a lot more people. And you only need to go back in history to find out how they've done this over and over and over again. Do you remember the second Iraq war? Oh, how did we justify getting into the second Iraq war and our attack on Iraq back in 2003? Why? General Colin Powell went on television and he showed us pictures of Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction and told us that Saddam Hussein was plotting against America and he had all these weapons of mass destruction and that's why we had to attack. Now, the truth of the matter was Saddam had had weapons of mass destruction. He had had chemical gas and basically he'd gotten it from the CIA. He'd used it on the Kurds. He'd used it on the Iranians during the Iraq-Iran war. But he'd taken all of his weapons of mass destruction and shipped them to Syria. And basically, we knew he did not have any weapons of mass destruction. Saddam had offered simply to resign, just let him leave, but we wouldn't do that. They wanted an excuse for war. General Colin Powell has subsequently come forward and said that was the worst thing he'd ever done. He admitted it was all a lie. They lied to the American people to get us into the second Gulf War. And we probably killed somewhere between 100,000 and a million Iraqis. And where is the outcry, the call for us, the bringing charges against the President of the United States for taking us into an unnecessary war and getting his Secretary of State, Colin Powell, to lie to the American people so we could justify going into Iraq and killing all those people and overthrowing the existing government? Incidentally, Saddam Hussein had always worked for us. He started working for the CIA back in the 1950s. But don't take my word for it. Fortunately, if you have a computer, just go up and type in Saddam Hussein worked for CIA 1950s, 1958, 59, somewhere in there. And basically, Saddam Hussein was always our man. I'm not even sure he's dead. We don't really know what happened to him, but we've been told he was killed. But how do we know? We've been told, of course, they killed Osama bin Laden. How do we know? Well, they didn't take any pictures, and they immediately dumped his body into the ocean to go along with, Chris, of Muslim, as you don't want to have people unburied, so we dumped him in the ocean. But according to the Muslims, you're not supposed to dump bodies in the ocean. And I personally don't believe that what we've been told about Osama bin Laden. In fact, most of the members of that SEAL Team 6 that were involved in Osama's execution have subsequently died under mysterious circumstances, planes, helicopters going down, suicides, all sorts of things. Most of the people who were involved in the death of Osama bin Laden themselves are dead. Could this really be going on? Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. Give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know, today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Arthur Stan, and our regularly scheduled guest wasn't available this evening, so it's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but I want to talk about the coming war with Syria and the disastrous consequences that could result from this, because I'm very, very concerned that we are doing something that will be have terrible, terrible consequences. Well, be that as it may, we're simply talking about the fact that the Obama administration is doing everything they can to convince the American people that Assad has killed people with poison gas. Now, okay, is it possible that the CIA, this was a CIA operation to justify getting us into the war? Is it possible that the terrorists actually over there, the terrorists, Al-Qaeda, the other radical Islamic groups that we are backing over there, remember, we're at war with radical Islam, except where we're financing radical Islam, and we've been financing radical Islam going back to the end of the Second World War. And if you haven't read the book, The Devil's Game. The devil's game. You need to get that because this is the devil's game. We finance the enemies and then we finance our allies. We finance both sides. After all, you can't have a war unless you have an enemy, can you? Well, if you'd like to give us a call, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, it would appear the Obama administration is intent upon getting us into a war with Syria. And of course, this could have ramifications as far as Iran is concerned. It'll have ramifications as far as Iraq is concerned, because basically, even though, of course, we still have some forces in Iraq, why Iraq certainly has broken many of its ties to America. And certainly, Iraq is building strong ties to Iran. So basically, we'll have Iraq and Iran aligned against us over there, certainly as well as Hezbollah and Russia, and certainly some of the other surrounding areas when we go to war over there. And we're going to go, certainly, to war, and we're going to kill a lot of people in Syria. You can't launch a lot of cruise missiles against this area without killing people. Now, my understanding is that the government has said, we're not going to commit troops. They've just sent in special forces and CIA forces, which are accompanying the Al-Qaeda terrorists who we've been training over in Jordan. Why are we actually training terrorists in Jordan? And then, of course, there is a report that Al-Qaeda and special forces are accompanying these as they're moving towards Damascus. But, of course, they're not U.S. troops. They're simply special forces. So I guess they're not lying, or are they? Well, under any circumstances, if you study the history of wars, you find out they're all contrived. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, but let's go back to 1898. The dominant force in the media at that time was William Hearst, and basically, of course, the Hearst newspapers came out with all sorts of atrocity stories about the wicked, of course, Spanish soldiers in the Philippines and in Cuba who were mistreating the people, who were certainly raping the women and doing all these terrible things. And then, of course, they came up with the phony story that the Spaniards had sunk the battleship Maine. Now, why? Well, there was certainly all sorts of tension between the United States and Spain. Why would we take the battleship Maine into the harbor at Havana and park it there? And suddenly there's an explosion and the ship goes down and 40 or 50 American sailors are lost. Years later, of course, we found out that the explosion came from within the boat, not from without. But then, of course, it was too late to negate what had happened. Basically, of course, we had a war then with Spain. About 5,000 Americans were killed, and Teddy Roosevelt led the charge up San Juan Hill, which, of course, made him look like a great patriot. Teddy Roosevelt was a far leftist, just like his nephew, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but they sold Teddy Roosevelt as this great war hero, and that helped him to get to be vice president. And then when the president died, why, Teddy Roosevelt became the president. We had a totally useless war based upon propaganda to get America into the war. We lost 5,000 people, but basically then we went to war with the Philippines, and probably somewhere between 200,000 and 2 million Filipinos died in that war that followed, many of them from starvation. Yes, sir, but we're fighting for freedom. That's what it was all about. And we took Cuba at that time, and suddenly we killed a lot of Cubans and killed a lot of Spaniards there in Cuba. We never talk about all the people we killed. We just talk about our casualties. But because of the propaganda, phony stories that were planted in the minds of the American people by the Hearst newspapers, which was the dominant force in the United States at that time, they got us into the Spanish-American War. It didn't last too long, but we went to war with the Philippines about 1902. We never talk about that because we slaughtered so many of the Filipinos at the time, and we don't like to talk about the Philippine-American War. Nobody ever talks about it. They never teach you about it in school, but it's one of the dark spots on America's history. Well, then, of course, we get to the First World War, and this was totally contrived. There was no reason for it. If you've read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll know that this was contrived by this little secret society that existed in England at that time. And one of their agents was Sir Edward Grey, who was the British Foreign Secretary. And he simply lied, and they had all these atrocity stories. They got England into the war. But how are you going to get America into World War One? I mean, America had no interest in going to war with Germany. But, of course, the media was controlled at the time. The Hearst newspapers and other newspapers ran all of these atrocity stories, just like they're doing now, about the terrible Syrians and Assad. So they ran the stories about the wicked Huns and how the wicked Huns, the soldiers were cutting off the hands of little Belgian boys. And they had drew pictures of the little Belgian boys with their hands cut off. I mean, they weren't photographs because there were no little boys, but they kept talking about it. And the Belgian women and the soldiers were cutting off their breasts with their bayonets and all the terrible atrocities against the Belgian women and the Belgian children. And they convinced the American people that we had to get into a war over there to stop these terrible atrocities. Just exactly as they're trying to get the American people convinced today, we got to go to war with Syria to stop the atrocities. And because we went to war over there, we prolonged it probably an extra year or more. Basically, by the end of 1916, everybody wanted to end the war. But, of course, the Allies knew that the media was going to manipulate America into World War One. And so basically, when America did come in, I think we came in about April after, of course, Woodrow Wilson ran and suddenly in 1916 under the slogan, he kept us out of war. But all the time he was planning on how he was going to get us into war. President Wilson, like so many of other presidents, was just lying to the American people. And by April, he was demanding that we go to war with Germany. And, of course, we did go into the war. We prolonged it for another year and a half and probably killed an additional 6 or 7 million people. There were 21 million people who died in that senseless war, about 8 million military, and the rest were civilians. And, of course, how many hundreds of thousands and millions of people were wounded and carried the wounds to their death, the pain of the wounds. But this is what happens. The wars are created. Wars are manipulated. And we're being manipulated into a war with Syria at the present time. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to, but I'd like to know what you think about this coming war with Syria. Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think it's a bad idea? Do you think we have a right to go around suddenly an attacking country simply because the president wants to? And then where is the opposition from the Republicans? Actually, the only people who are really objecting to it are the Democrats. The Republicans go right along with this. And basically, they pretend to be conservative, but you're not conservative when you're advocating war. And, Chris, what you need to do is read what Congressman Ron Paul is writing, and he's telling you how wrong this is. He doesn't take one side or the other. He just goes for what's right and what's constitutional, and we have no constitutional right to attack that country. Well, basically, of course, World War II was totally contrived. And, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or some of the other books written about how suddenly the war suddenly was contrived, basically, who was funding Adolf Hitler? Remember, Adolf Hitler came to power in 1933. Germany was totally bankrupt at the time. So how is it this is 3 years later with hardly any army and no armaments that they were able to invade the Rhineland? And 2 years after that, 1938, they were able to invade the Sudetenland and suddenly Austria. Why, basically because there were 100 American corporations there building the weapons for certainly the Nazis, and American banks, about 10 of them, were financing that. I'm reading a new book now called The Tower of Basel, B-A-S-E-L, and of course it goes into how American corporations were backing the Nazis. But of course the best source we have is a book we actually carry, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. John Loftus had a security clearance three levels above top secret when he worked for the Justice Department, and the statute of limitations run out, so he was able to actually to write the book. And with the encouragement of people working in government who didn't want to lose their jobs or wanted to get the truth out about how American corporations and American banks and munitions manufacturers and corporations, 100 of them, 100 American corporations in Germany, building the weapons for the Nazis so they could invade the Sudetenland, so they could invade Austria, so they could invade Sydney, then, of course, to Poland the following year. And, of course, as far as Hitler is concerned, most people think he died. He didn't. We have the book, The Grey Wolf. They helped him get away. We have a four-tape set on Operation Paperclip about the Nazis we brought to America. And between 10 and 50,000 Nazis who were helped to escape to South America following World War II. That's certainly Operation Paperclip, and then we have the four CD set with my interviews with John Loftus called The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews. You need to get the four CD set. Hear my interviews. Somewhere between 10 and 50,000 Nazi war criminals. We helped them to escape to South America. And Adolf Hitler, with the book The Grey Wolf, tells about how he lived happily ever after.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 4,000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking?
Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were just talking about Germany and certainly the fact that we helped between 10 and 50,000 Nazis escape to South America. Nazi war criminals. If you haven't certainly heard our interviews, the Operation Paperclip, which goes into the background of that, or just go up on the internet and type in Ratline, R-A-T, and you'll hear all about that and read all about that. And of course, much of this is covered in John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret. And in my four interviews with him, The War Against the Jews, it's a four CD set. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Certainly all during World War II, American corporations and American banks financed and aided Adolf Hitler. And then, of course, after the war, he was allowed to escape to South America, where he lived out his life very comfortably there. And that's covered in the book, The Gray Wolf. But you're never going to read about that in your local newspaper. You're never going to hear about this at college or in school because, of course, your reality is controlled by those people who control the media. Well, it's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And we can talk about the coming war with Syria or whatever you'd like to talk about. We have Bill from Washington. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
Good. I was just going to say that these staging techniques of atrocities have occurred over and over again, such as in Vietnam, the CIA they had a mountain scout program, and they were recruiting these Montagnard tribesmen, and they were getting them and creating civic action programs to control Vietnam. And part of what they did in order to get the Vietnamese into the concentration camp hamlet to do the psychological warfare would be they would dress up as the Viet Cong, and then they would commit an atrocity against the Montagnards that they had recruited. And this was a false flag technique or a black operation technique. And they did it in Iran when they staged Iranians working for CIA posed as communists, and they staged a bombing of a cleric's home, and this was to blame the Mossadegh government to overthrow that government. And then the Operation Gladio. They were staging these shootings in supermarkets, and the CIA was connected with that. And then just all of these, like the Kuwait incident where the Saudi ambassador's daughter was a paid actor, and this was all to create the incubator story to blame Saddam Hussein for the Iraqi Republican Guard putting these babies in out of the incubators onto the floor, and that was all fabricated.
Well, I think for our listeners who didn't see that, this was the this little girl, she was 16 or 17, testifying before Congress and weeping, you know, about suddenly how these little babies were being bayoneted, thrown out of the bayonets there in Kuwait City, and then the Republican Guard suddenly bayoneting them. It was all a lie, but of course she was weeping, and everybody in the audience was weeping. And she was basically simply lying to the people. But you have to create an emotion before you can get people willing to go to war. I share your concern, Bill. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And you're absolutely right. All of these wars are contrived, and this war they're trying to get us into with Syria is totally contrived. And I don't think for one minute that Assad used chemical weapons. The last thing he wants to do is get into a direct confrontation with the Obama administration. So why, if he was sane, would he do that? But I will tell you why the CIA would do it and blame Assad, because they want an excuse to go to war, just like they wanted an excuse to go to war in Vietnam, and they staged the Gulf of Tonkin incident. And 58,000 American boys died for absolutely nothing. They fought bravely, and they died senseless deaths, and certainly hundreds of thousands will carry the pain of their wounds from Vietnam to their graves with them. And this is the story of what really goes on. Go right ahead, Bill.
Yeah, there's just a lot of stagings, and they can do this, and most people will believe a staged event. But even with the Korea situation, they were doing this last spring. They were claiming that Korea was going to strike the United States, and they continuously see they've conditioned the American public to expect wars, so it creates an excitement that there will be a war. And since there is a weapons economy, a lot of this is structured into the United States economy, so the United States has a very aggressive posture towards the rest
hold
of the
that,
world.
Hold that thought for just a minute. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's open line, so give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we have Bill on the line from Washington, and he's concerned because he feels that we're maybe going to war. We don't know what's going to happen, but I'd be simply asking him, why aren't more people concerned? Why aren't more people calling in and expressing it of either support or opposition to this coming war? Are the American people so wound up with the fact that the football season is coming on now, they really can't be involved just because we're going to go to war with a small country, and we may kill a few thousand or a few tens of thousands of people in the process, as we did with Iraq for that totally unnecessary war? Any more thoughts before we let you go, Bill?
No, I just think that basically you can't really tell if they're going to do anything or not because, like I said, they did this last spring with Korea, and I think they conditioned people to expect war, and due to the fact that so many weapons are produced as a part of the U.S. economy, that it creates this mobilization of the public where they think that they're always expecting because it gives people meaning outside of their existence expressed through the government going to war. So they've been conditioned to expect war when war will ultimately be the destruction of every empire that bases itself on the sword.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, I'll tell you what, the thing that really bothers me, and before I tell you that, I want to put our telephone number out again. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But what really bothers me, and I certainly hope I'm totally wrong, is the fact that certainly Iran has said that if they were attacked by Israel, they would retaliate against America. And they did not say how they would retaliate against America, other than they would destroy our society. Now, that may sound, isn't it, very, very foolish. I mean, how could little Iran suddenly come up against the mightiest nation in the world? Well, I'll tell you how they could do it, and that is with an EMP attack. All they would need be one nuclear weapon, and they have, I'm sure, at least one nuclear weapon we don't know about, or they can buy it from North Korea, or Sydney, and then, of course, all they have is certainly an intermediate-range missile, which would put it up 300 miles over Omaha, Nebraska, and one nuclear explosion, electromagnetic pulse explosion of 300 miles would simply wipe out the electronic infrastructure of this country, and we would be instantaneously plunged into darkness, and the whole infrastructure of our nation would begin to break down. People don't really think this can happen, but it really can. I'm very concerned about this. I'm concerned that nobody else is talking about it, but certainly whether this is going to happen now or later, I don't know, but I will tell you, this is a very real threat. Somebody has effectively concealed this fact from the American people that this is a very real threat that could totally disrupt our way of life. And basically, somebody has also effectively blocked the techniques which, for a few hundred million dollars, we could have protected all of our major cities. Why haven't we done what's logical? Incidentally, we do have now the 2004 and the 2008 Sydney congressional reports on this. They are available from Radio Liberty. We have a 4-CD set on EMP attack, a DVD on an EMP attack, the book, A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof. You need to get this information. You need to duplicate it. You need to start talking about it. Hey, anything else you want to say before we let you go, Bill?
No, I'm good.
Okay, God bless. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Bruce is calling from Michigan. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Do you have any thoughts at all about this? We're going to war now with Syria? And basically, you can't just say, well, we're just going to lob in a few cruise missiles. Ladies and gentlemen, when, of course, you start firing cruise missiles at Syria, would you expect that Syria would simply sit there and take it, or would they retaliate, or would they have their friends in Iran retaliate, or would we even know necessarily where the retaliation came from? But what would happen if the lights suddenly went out all across America? Bruce, thank you much for calling. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. If the cooler heads prevail, they would see the folly of their ways. I hope the cooler heads prevail, but I don't like the fact that they're doing all this while Congress is on vacation.
But you see, that's the best way to do it, so there's opposition. This is why I think they've timed it this way. The last thing they would want would be to go to Congress and say, look, well, can we do this? And Congress would probably say no.
Yeah. Syria has two cards yet, and they're progressively more dangerous. You know, they've used the Hezbollah card. The next card will be Iran. You know, then the card after that, believe it or not, is going to be Russia. So nothing good comes from Syria. I just read that in an old, the early Byzantine Empire. That's after Rome proper fell, you know, the Roman Empire shifted to the east there in Constantinople. And there was a guy writing about Syria, and what they called Syria at the time included, you know, most of everything south of Constantinople. It included Palestine, Damascus, Antioch, all that whole area, plus Turkey. He said, nothing good comes from Syria. Stay away from it. And you'd think our leaders would learn that, too. But I had another question. It's related, and I wanted to call James earlier today, Corbett. But my cousin came from Connecticut, and we were visiting late. So here's the question. It seems to me that we're doing whatever Saudi Arabia and Qatar want, and they don't like the Shiite, so they want Iran to be punished. And a good way to punish Iran and to nip them in the bud is to punish the Alawites and Hezbollah. That would be Mr. Assad and his family. So if they can hurt Iran that way, they're happy. Why are we serving Saudi Arabia? And here's the crux that I wanted to ask James Corbett today. Have we reached the point in our economy? Because everybody's talking about the economy now. I heard Joyce Riley tonight. They were really down. They think some disastrous thing is coming in the economy in like within 3 months. Possible. But here's the question. Have we reached the point where we can no longer maintain our way of life by hard work? We have to go around killing people for Saudi Arabia. Otherwise, they're going to take the dollar away from being the reserve currency for the price of oil. So it's like Saudi Arabia says, we want you to do this. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll send in troops. We'll send in carriers, whatever you want. We'll do it. It's like we got to kill to maintain our way of life now rather than work hard. Is that what the American economy has now come to? We can't make washing machines anymore or cars or any of that. We're just stuck with being the hired killer.
Well, first of all, let's get our telephone number out. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Bruce, if you listen to our programs regularly, you know that we believe that there is a secret group, a secret cabal that works behind the scenes that makes mockery out of our electorate. Elections and basically control both political parties. And I don't think for 1 minute we're answerable to Saudi Arabia. I think we play this game for the time being. But I think very, very soon, why, certainly we're going to turn on Saudi Arabia and destroy them. I think that basically we are actually playing the Shia against the Sunnis and the Sunnis against the Shias. We're were actually behind both sides. I mean, who was it who installed the Ayatollahs back in 1979? Everybody's forgotten. We installed the Ayatollahs. We overthrew Mossadegh in 1953 and installed the Shah. We overthrew the Shah in 1979. And Ayatollah Khomeini was living in palatial luxury in Paris at the time under the auspices of the CIA. The CIA flew him to Tehran, where he took control. Most of what you think about the hostage crisis really wasn't true. I've had an opportunity to talk to a number of the people about the hostage crisis, and basically this whole thing was phony. In fact, I talked to the gentleman who flew George W. Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, over to Paris to meet with the Iranians. This was certainly in the fall of 1980, and basically the Iranians wanted to give us back the hostages, and we didn't want them. Basically, George Herbert Walker Bush said, look, you hang on them until after Ronald Reagan gets in the White House, and then, of course, you can release them, and we'll give you all your money back that we've got and all these rewards for that. And basically, if you remember, of course, it was on the very morning when Ronald Reagan became president, just before he was inaugurated, the announcement came that the hostages had been released. It's all phony. It's most of what we think is phony. Basically, I think we're playing both sides against the middle in preparation for bringing a great war against Israel, because these things are prophesied, Bruce. And I really think
that... What about the reserve currency deal? Don't you think that if the price of oil, if Saudi Arabia wasn't insisting the price of oil, or maybe we're making them insist the price of oil still be based on dollars,
right?
Wouldn't the value of our dollar go down by a half or a third? It would really hurt us if it wasn't. So don't we have some obligation to the Saudis? Do what they want, or is that just?
I think it's all smoke and mirrors. Basically, our currency is worthless. It has nothing behind it. But it's all a confidence game. It's a matter of perception. But right now, of course, we don't need the Saudis. We have far more oil than the Saudis do. And basically, we haven't even developed that. That's off the north shore of Alaska. If you haven't read, certainly, Lindsay Williams' book on the Energy Nine Crisis, written in 1980, you need to read it. And I think he's absolutely right. We've been keeping the Saudis in power. We've been using their oil and not developing our own oil. But that's all beginning to change now. And basically, I think it's only a matter of time before we overthrow the Saudis. Okay? God bless.
Thanks a lot. And let's hope we can survive. I think something bad is coming in the economy.
Well, I agree with you totally. Yeah. But what really bothers me most is this country has turned against God. When a country turns against God, God turns against that country. God bless. Thanks so much for calling. Let's go to David from Central New York. Hi, David. Do you have a question or comment?
Dr. Stan, we know from the scripture that the devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But from the aspect of war, from the bad side, it certainly makes sense to those who supply the ammunition, because if they don't have wars and use up the ammo, there's going to be a backlog. And what are the people that make all these drastic, horrible weapons going to do as far as making money? Of course, they stockpile stuff. But what are your thoughts along that line, as far as the financial end for the people that make these things? Hello?
Well, I think what you're saying is true. I think the people who make the weapons make a lot of money, but that's not the major motivation. The major motivation is basically to create a great war, and it's only coming over in the Middle East. And it's not a matter of if, but when there is a great war and attack on Israel. And I believe, I think what's really so interesting, certainly now that we're considering the targets we're going to hit in Damascus, and basically if you go back and you read Isaiah, I think it's 17, it talks about how Damascus is going to be totally destroyed. This is written 2,000 or 3,000 years ago. Damascus has never been destroyed. But if we launch those cruise missiles and they strike Damascus, what do you think is going to happen to it? We're told in the Bible it's all going to be just rubble. I think that we're seeing the fulfillment of prophecy today, David. I think you can only understand that if you correlate certainly what we know about what's happening politically and with what we know what's happened historically with what we know is going to happen prophetically.
Dr. Stan, I don't have a computer or anything. I listen to some shortwave programs, And I hear there's a lot of destruction going on in Damascus now. How, what exactly is taking place? Are you familiar with that? Or
well, basically, of course, some of the suburbs have been fairly well destroyed. I think the center of the town is still intact, but I suspect it will not be for much longer, and it may very well be that this is what the American warships are going to do, and those cruise missiles are going to pretty well destroy Damascus. I think it's fascinating to watch it. I can only speculate. I don't have any inside information, but basically, we've pretty well destroyed that country. Their inflation rate's about 200%, certainly. Certainly, we know that there are millions of people who have fled the country and millions are living in concentration camps. Over 100,000 have been slaughtered thanks to American tax dollars at work over there funding these radical Islamists. But I think that it's going to be very interesting to see what the targets are, or if we actually do launch cruise missiles. I hope and pray we don't, because the blood of those Syrian people will be on our hands if we do. Anything else, David?
Absolutely, yes. I listened to, on Blog Talk Radio, on my cell phone, the Hagman & Hagman. Steve Quayle was on tonight, and it was an awesome 3 hours. And they talked a lot about Syria and things like that. And, I think I've heard you say many times that you hope it doesn't happen, but it looks like, and I think you're right on target there, so to speak, that I think it's going to happen.
Well, I think it's going to be a fascinating period of time. I'll tell you, I feel very uneasy. I don't wonder if there'll be any retaliation against America. We'll just have to wait and see. Just pray for, all we can do is just pray for peace in Jerusalem and pray for peace here. But this is going to unfold and according to God's plan. God bless.
Well, there's a lot of sleeper cells, isn't there, in the U.S., Dr. Kent?
I'm sorry, what?
A lot of sleeper cells. Terror cells and sleeper cells in the U.S.?
No, I don't really think so. I think this is all garbage. I think that we are funding this whole... Look, if there were terrorist cells, we would have had a lot of acts of terrorism. This is all simply as phony as a $3 bill. We funded the terrorist movement from its very inception, and we're funding the terrorist movement over there. We have a book we carry called The Devil's Game, going into the foundation of the Muslim Brotherhood. Well worthwhile reading. The conclusion is wrong, that we just made a mistake. I don't think we made a mistake at all. MI6 created the Muslim Brotherhood in 1928. The CIA took over control of it certainly post Second World War. And we've been funding this whole thing ever since then, just as we're funding the Al Qaeda terrorists in Syria. Nobody ever asked, why are we fighting Al Qaeda in Afghanistan and funding it in Syria? Basically, there was an interview of Osama bin, Obama on 60 Minutes in 1999. And basically, the host asked Obama, why are you putting in an additional 30,000 troops, bring American troops up to 90,000, when there's less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan? And Obama said, well, I'm protecting the American people. They're plotting against us. That's why I'm putting in additional 30,000 troops. David, it's all phony. It's all phony. God bless. Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
And let's go quickly to Chris, who's calling from Salinas. Hi, Chris. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. If my phone is not, just interrupt me if you're dropping words or I can't hear me.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Terrific. I want to talk just a little bit about corporate profit, American corporate profit.
All right, fine. Hang on there. We'll let you talk about it in just a moment. We got Chris calling from Salinas, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's.
or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan. We had Chris calling us from Salinas, who wanted to know why these people, of course, were so intent upon making massive amounts of money. And basically, of course, I point out that their real goal is this one world government. These massive amounts of money are being used to bring about this one world government, or to overthrow existing governments who won't go along with this, or to bribe off world leaders, to bribe world leaders, or finance them, to get them to go along with this one world occult objective, a one world government, a one world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity. And they're doing a pretty good job of it. They've changed the music and the message of our churches. And basically, at least so many of the people today are worshiping not the God that that existed 50 years ago in America, but the new God, a new type of God, who, of course, is the God of the modern-day Christian church. Well, this is, of course, the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you're in a position to help us, of course, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We hope that you get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you get our DVDs. Certainly on the threat of an EMP attack, you'll get the 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, because I really believe this is imminent. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get some of my interviews with people, the World Revolution, where I actually interview Sydney, the American ambassador to Cuba, Earl Smith. He was the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959 when we installed Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro didn't win the election. He didn't have support of the people. We installed him there. Why? Because he was a communist, and because you needed an enemy to rally the people behind our government. And this is what's so hard for people to understand, is that nothing is it appears to be. And basically, of course, time after time, why we've installed ruthless dictators and financed these ruthless dictators and then called them enemies. And it's the same thing with Adolf Hitler. Basically, Adolf Hitler was installed and financed. And of course, after he escaped from Germany at the end of the Second World War, he went to South America and lived out his life comfortably. You need to get the book, Grey Wolf, That's Gray Wolf, The Story of Adolf Hitler. I interviewed the author of it. I'm convinced he was true, saying what was right, when he talked about having interviewed the people who knew Adolf Hitler, who looked after Adolf Hitler until he died about 1962. It's very difficult for people to believe this could happen because everybody knows Adolf Hitler died in a bunker, but how do we know that? Why, the media told us. And basically, of course, that's why this book, Gray Wolf, is so important. Why certainly our four CD sets on the war against the Jews, my interviews with John Loftus, and the book he wrote, John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret, going into how we financed the Nazis during the World War, the Second World War, and then we helped them to escape to South America and come to the United States following the war. And the average American has never heard of the Rat Line or the Odessa File or so many of the things. We don't like to think that we might have actually been instrumental in certainly creating the Nazis and funding the Nazis and then helping these wicked, evil people escape. But I really believe it's true. There's no question. I remember one time even seeing a 60-minute program with Sam Donaldson where he went to South America and interviewed some of the Nazis, some of those Nazi war criminals who were allowed to escape and financed, certainly, by certainly banks affiliated with what I believe called the Brotherhood of Darkness. So you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret, my interviews with John, entitled The War Against the Jews. And then, of course, we have so much other material. We hope you get this, and then you'll help us to get it out. And then, of course, you certainly try to get everybody you can to think about what's going on as far as this coming war with Syria and to speak out against this and to write to your congressman. And even if it's not in session, I tell him he should be speaking out, and we the last thing we want is a war with Syria, because when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Orlean Kulo. Hi, Orlean. How are we doing?
Is fine, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Orlean is, of course, the president of the California branch of the Eagle Forum and a prolific writer, and we have her book on how to put on, we have a scary book on the Common Core, and basically, of course, we have a 4-CD set of my interviews with Orlean on Common Core, this new program that they have to brainwash our children and to destroy the remnants, certainly, of our educational program. But what are we going to be talking about tonight, Orlean?
Just to kind of give you an update on this battle fighting Common Core and how more and more states are waking up to just how evil this is and dangerous for our children. also, I just found out some very interesting news, and that is Obama's plan for us to have essentially all of our children connected with internet, high-speed internet, so they can more easily connect with the Muslim Brotherhood-linked organizations across the world. And this is done through something called the Qatar Foundation International. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I really haven't. Tell me about it.
Well, it's Vartan Gregorian. He's a member of the board of this organization called the Qatar Foundation International. And he was appointed in 2009 to President Obama's White House Fellowship Commission. And President Obama is now asking for a tax to be put on all of our cell phones, and that tax will then go to pay for this startup capital project that will be needed to get all of our schools connected to high-speed internet. And the main reason he wants to do that is so that the children can then all be connected to this international program so they can have access to essentially Arab schools where they'll be learning the Arab language. And what's amazing, they've already connected 100 schools in the United States on this interactive website, bringing them propaganda coming from the Muslim Brotherhood. And their goal is to connect every school in the United States with the world by 2016. What they really mean by the world is this connection with the Qatar-based foundation, so that they can more easily be brainwashed into accepting the Muslim belief.
Well, you know, basically, I'm worried about these children suddenly getting on the computers too early. I don't think it's good for them. I think their skulls are thin. I think that basically they will get excessive radiation to their brains at a very young age until their skull begins to mature. And even then, certainly, it's not good for your eyes. And the radiation you get from being in front of a computer all the time is not healthy for you. So why does a Saddam Hussein, pardon me, why does Obama, certainly the whole idea certainly of the Common Core is to get all of our children onto a computer, or of course we can have a federally directed curriculum, and the teacher simply is there to maintain a certain discipline. Is that a fair estimate? Would that be a fair analysis of what this is about?
Yes, definitely. And part of the Common Core plan for English, and really it's for all subjects, but they mainly stress it in English, is to lower the amount of classical literature, so the children will then just have informational text, and this part of it is to bring them into the internet and connect them.
And basically, of course, ladies and gentlemen, this is to have a federal curriculum. How does the federal government get away with this? There's nothing in the Constitution that allows it. Well, these people don't believe in the Constitution. They want to control the heart and mind and soul of your children. And if you leave them in public schools, they're going to, and you'll have nobody but yourself to blame, as their very souls are systematically destroyed.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know, today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Orlean is simply pointing out that with this new Common Core curriculum, one of the things that's going to happen, all these children are going to be on city computers. Most of the day, they're going to be on computers, and all these computers are certainly all across America are going to be tied into the Muslim Brotherhood. They're going to be learning all the wonderful things about the Muslim Brotherhood and the Muslim faith. Now, you couldn't learn all the good things about Christianity, because that would be a violation of the wall of separation between church and state, but it's all right to learn about the Muslim Brotherhood and their religious beliefs. Go right ahead, Orlean. Is Sydney, are people beginning to understand what's going on? How could you possibly certainly connect to the Muslim Brotherhood? Because you cannot connect the Muslim Brotherhood or separate it from Sharia law.
That's right, and I'm sure they're probably going to be indoctrinated into thinking that Sharia law is absolutely wonderful. And they, just as I've already seen in our textbook for world history, each year that a new textbook has come out, there has been more pages devoted to promoting Islam than Christianity. And usually Christianity is downplayed as something evil. I remember in the textbook that was in 2001 called Across the Centuries, I was teaching a two-week long-term substitute position for world history in the little town of Hillsburg for their seventh grade class when world history is being taught. And this was the Islam unit. So I had the entire 2 weeks teaching Islam and was just appalled at what I was supposed to teach. I was supposed to have the children make a prayer rug. I was supposed to have them come dressed in Muslim attire, have them take a Muslim name, and have them memorize scriptures from the Quran. And I thought, wow, if I get to teach a religion, which I thought was now taboo, I think I will teach the religion of my choice. So I brought in as much Christianity as I possibly could and sing stories from the Bible. The very first day I was to write Abraham up on the board and have Ishmael and Isaac coming from him and ask the students, now, which son do the Muslims come from? And they were to say Ishmael, and which son is it that the people in the Bible come from, and that was Isaac. And then I said, now we know that from Ishmael Muhammad came. Does anyone know a prominent prophet that came from Isaac? And a little boy said, Moses. I said, yes, that's correct. Would you all like to learn more about Moses? And they said, yes. And so I the rest, I said, well, before I can tell you about Moses, I have to tell you about Joseph being sold into Egypt. So I told them that the whole period, and that's such a fascinating story. So each day I would try to bring in as much as I could from the Bible, because I was not going to teach these wacky things that was prescribed for me to teach. When it came to teaching them the five pillars of Islam, I gave them each a wonderfully framed copy of the Ten Commandments. And I said, now let's compare notes and have them see which how this lines up. This is the creed of the Muslims. This is the creed of those who believe in the Bible. And the only thing that matches up is, of course, thou shalt have no other gods before me and thou shalt have no other god but Allah. Nothing else matches up. When it came to teaching them this statement in the textbook about how the Muslims have such great regard and respect for women, I just told them, I'm sorry, but this textbook is obviously very biased. I'd like to tell you the truth about this. I told them, I tried to find a movie, Not Without My Daughter, starring Sally Fields, that was a true story of how Muslim women were treated, and I couldn't find it anywhere here in Santa Rosa, in any video store. So I just told them the story, and I told them, this is how the women are treated. They were beaten, and she was not allowed to leave. She could leave without her daughter when she was in Iran, but she could not leave with her daughter. But finally, with the help of an American consulate, she was able to escape with her daughter. But anyway, it was just amazing, the absolute propaganda that was in this textbook. And one of the worst examples, it said, oh, the legacy that came from the Crusades was that the Christians and the Jews now hated each other, but the Muslims were tolerant of both religions. And I couldn't believe this either, and I told the children the truth about the Crusades and that that was not how it turned out. I counted in that textbook 78 pages that were devoted to Islam, 48 pages that mentioned Christianity, and never with a positive light. Whenever they mentioned Muhammad, it was always the Prophet Muhammad. When they mentioned Christ, only on one page, they said the Christians believe that Christ was the Son of God, but they don't say the Son of God, Christ. They just mentioned that once. And then from then on, it was just degrading Christianity. And I have heard from other teachers since that the textbooks are even worse. So now with Common Core, the textbooks will all be e-books, and how much easier it is to change something overnight with an e-book that is online. And then now with all the text that is now going to be informational text, connecting them to really programs that are coming from the Muslim Brotherhood and the Qatar Foundation International, is very frightening.
And ladies and gentlemen, your children really don't stand a chance in public schools today. This is not the public schools that I went to or that Arlene went to or maybe you went to. These are public schools that are interested in indoctrination. Your child may be getting good grades, but what are they learning? Have you noticed, certainly, that many of our children are becoming rebellious? Have you noticed that certainly many of our children simply are losing their faith in God and family and country? And this is what the purpose of education is today. Is to destroy that. It simply is not to educate our children. There is an agenda. And of course, it's been bad in the past, and now it's going to get far worse with Common Core. Well, Arlene, you were just saying that a number of schools, certainly about 100 schools, have actually adopted this new program. But are there any schools now that are beginning to understand what this is about, or any of the school boards or states coming out and saying, we're not going to go along with this subversive program in our schools?
I am hoping that more and more are going to be now realizing just how detrimental this is, and it's mainly because of the assessment tests that were given in both Kentucky and the state of New York. And last year, Kentucky had their first Common Core assessment test, and all of the scores dropped by 30%. Well, lo and behold, they were actually predicted to do that. Lo and behold, now in New York, they just received their test results coming back, and they had also been predicted to be a drop of 30%, and they were. So in one district, which was a very high-performing district in Long Island, the test results went from average of 90% down to 60%. And the superintendent was just so outraged by this. His name is Dr. Joseph Rella. I actually shared a radio interview with him last week in a station in Los Angeles, that I was able to get him on with me because I thought this was such an amazing story. Dr. Rella wrote a letter to every legislator in the state of New York and told them, he told them of the result of this test, and he said, the fact that this was predicted that we would have a drop of 30%, as it was predicted for Kentucky, Doesn't that make you a little bit suspicious that they both came out exactly as predicted? And how does that make our students feel who really worked hard to try to do well on these tests and they all end up down in the 60th percentile? And he said, my personal feeling is that these tests were rigged, the results were rigged. And why would they want to do this? He quoted from a prominent principal of a high school in Long Island, who I also quote in my book about Common Core. She's been highly decorated and all sorts of honors given to her as an outstanding principal. She said the reason they would want to do this is if they have a dropping of the test results, then suddenly there's a quick flurry of new books that are being written and new tests that are being written, and lots of people are now making money. And also they can show, well, if we are so low this year, next year when we have more fully implemented Common Core, then the end of the year, the test results will be phenomenal, and it will show that Common Core is really working. So she really suspected also that the results were rigged.
And I think everything is rigged, ladies and gentlemen, and the children are being destroyed. Their faith in God is being undermined. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're talking with Arlene Kula about the Common Core curriculum that is being introduced in schools all across America. And where is the outcry? Certainly there are people like Arlene. If you haven't read her book, we do carry copies of Arlene's book on Common Core. And we have a 4-CD set of my interviews. I believe we have a 4-CD set of my interviews with Arlene. If you want them, why give us a call. We've got the everything's all should be all be lined up for that anyway. But basically, it's important, ladies and gentlemen, you understand that they are out to get the minds and the hearts and the souls of our children. And basically, they control the media and they control the educational establishment. We got a lot of wonderful teachers there who are concerned about this, but they don't have a voice. And they're not going to have one unless you speak out. Go right ahead, Arlene.
Well, what was exciting at the end of this letter that Dr. Rella sent to all of the state legislators, he made the statement. He said, either you believe what I have said about the fraudulent results of this, of these tests, how they have been deliberately changed, or I would like you to ask for my resignation, because in 1 year's time, I have, under my being the superintendent, the scores have dropped from 90% down to 60%. This must be gross negligence on my part. Anyways, an amazing letter, and I think it really did a lot to wake people up. And the next week, he had a rally where 2,000 people showed up, all in support of him. And these were teachers and superintendents. And that has now gone viral. So there is hope because of him.
Well, basically, because if you could just email him his name and his telephone number, we'll get him onto our radio programs. We want people to understand what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. That's the purpose of Radio Liberty, is to get the information you're not going to get elsewhere. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Orlene has been telling us about the state superintendent of schools in New York, who sent a letter to every legislator who said, in essence, that the Common Core curriculum is a total failure. It's aimed at certainly undermining certainly the educational system, and basically either do away with it or ask or demand my resignation, because certainly this is destroying our children, in essence. And basically he had a big rally there, over 2,000 people come to support him, and lots of superintendents of school from across the state. So there are people out there that have the courage to speak out. Well, if you have a question or comment on Common Core, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Common Core is a new subversive program being introduced into our schools, designed to destroy the faith of our country. Faith of our country, and certainly the heart and minds and souls of our children. We have Sandy calling from Washington. Hi, Sandy. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. Thank you. I had a comment and a question for your guest. Go right ahead. Yes. I was warning one of the ladies at my church about Common Core, and she said, oh, I don't have to worry because my grandson's going to go to Christian school. So I was wondering, are they going to force the Christian schools to follow this agenda as well?
Well, what is so sad, most of the Christian schools that I know of have signed on because they've been told that all of the college entrance exams are being aligned to Common Core, and if they don't teach it, then their children just will not do well on these college tests. So the Catholic schools all are aligned to Common Core, the Lutheran schools are, and I think one by one other private schools will be doing so. We're trying to tell them, and maybe you could pass this on to this woman, tell the school, if you do not align yourself with Common Core, you'll probably get a lot more students coming from the public schools whose parents are finding out how bad this is and are looking for an alternative school that will still teach Christian values. So that's what we're trying to tell people as well, that
it's amazing how many are just going along with the program, probably because they don't know how evil it is and how bad this will be for children and for teachers. And then the homeschool parents, they're beginning to find out, too, that if they want their children to go on to college, they're going to have to at least let them know something about what the Common Core is teaching. So that's a way they're trying to sneak it into every program, homeschooled as well as private schools.
And Sandy, this is a subversive program. It's being introduced in our schools. Basically, you're going to have to get your kids, and basically they're going to be able to get an education one way or another. There will be colleges that will take them, as long as they're intelligent and smart. And basically, this whole thing is to try to frighten people into going along with this program that's designed to destroy the hearts and minds and souls of our kids. Anything else, Sandy?
No, that's fine. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Sandy calling from the great state of Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, this is a program where this is a federal program. It's computer-based. Every child will have a computer. Every child will be given the same subversive information. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they want you to believe that the enemy is in some place, maybe down in Cuba, Fidel Castro or the fellow who followed him there. Or the enemy is over in Russia. The enemy is over in China. No, ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is right here in America. It's being funded by our great tax-exempt foundations. The whole world subversive movement begins with the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Pew Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation. If you haven't read the book, Foundations, their power and influence, you need to get it, or you need to get My Influence with Norman Dodd. It's available from Radio Liberty. Just ask for a CD of my interview with Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Reese Committee, which actually investigated the great tax-exempt foundations back in the 1953-1954 era, the only time this was allowed. And as he simply points out, the purpose is to indoctrinate our children in Marxist philosophy and basically to undermine their basic moral values. And that is exactly what's going on today. Orlean, Sydney, as you talk to people, and I know you're sitting on the front lines of this battle, are there more and more parents becoming aware? Or do they really care? Are they just too busy with the football season coming up?
I'm afraid there are so many parents that are just too trusting of what's happening in the public schools and don't pay enough attention and are really busily engaged in entertainment. But there are more parents that are waking up. I've completed my 51st speaking engagement across the state of California. These are mainly to Tea Party groups and Republican women groups. So it's exciting that they're all wanting to know more about this.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Get your kids out of government.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary, outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Arlene Coolum, and we're talking about Common Core. And we do have a DVD where Arlene talks about this. We have a book that Arlene has written about Common Core. We think it's vitally important that you get that. That is the book and the DVD by Arlene Coolum. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Arlene, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they get in touch with you? And certainly, if they'd like to get you to come to talk, but how can people get to your website?
They can go to, we've started this organization to fight Common Core in California. It's called Californians United Against Common Core, so CUACC.org. And there you can see the DVDs where you had me on your program last October for your big, wonderful conference. And you can hear various interviews with different people. One is with Phyllis Schlafly. And you can see a PowerPoint presentation about Common Core and also other DVDs showing the amazing indoctrination little booklets that they're already using. Utah was chosen to be one of the pilot programs for Common Core, so they started it last September. Here in California, we're just going to be really starting it full-time this September as children go back to school. But in Utah, it was full-fledged for the whole year. In New York, it was, as well as Kentucky and some of the other states. But in Utah, fortunately, they were able to get the state school board to say no to the assessment test coming in, so Utah didn't have to do that. But they're still implementing the Common Core book, which is very strange. One of the books is, that's the website. It's CUACC.org. And to order my book, you can go to smallhelmpress.org. So it's small, as in tiny, helm, the helm of a ship, and then press, as what was the name of publishing companies way back when. So smallhelmpress.org.
Well, now, basically, what is the response? You must be talking to teachers about this. How does the average teacher feel about this new subversive program that's being brought into the schools? And again, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But how do the teachers feel about it, Arlene?
Well, those who are really honest, I think, are very upset about it and don't want to be forced to do this. They're finding that it is not bringing them freedom. It's taking away their freedom, their creativity, their ability to really do what they know is best for students. But a lot of them are also afraid to speak out because they know that data is being collected on them just as it is the students. So they want to be listed as being a good team player and being innovative and willing to try new ideas. So many of them won't speak out. But it's amazing where I've been speaking across the state. I've had teachers in the audience
one teacher in Los Angeles came up to me and gave me a hug and started crying. And she said, I'm just so thrilled to know that there's someone like you out there that is telling the truth about this. And she told me of her experiences. She's a very outstanding teacher. She was teaching in one of the Los Angeles school districts because she had high expectations for her children and challenged them and made her teaching really interesting. Her students were doing really well, and they were having really high test scores. She was told by the principal, you need to not expect so much of your students and not have them do so well because you're making the other teachers look bad. And she refused to stop doing what she was doing, so she was let go. Can you believe that?
I can believe almost anything. Certainly, Barrett, Arlene, I think we can believe almost anything, Arlene. We live in a world gone mad today, and basically most people look and see what's going on, but basically they're so busy being busy, they don't understand. America's under attack today. The subversive element is in positions of control, and they're doing everything they can to destroy the souls of our children.
They really are, but what was exciting, what she told me then, was that she was later picked up by a much better school. She's very happy there, and she was just honored as the Teacher of the Year this past year. And she is so concerned about Common Core, and she totally agreed with everything I was saying about it. Then there was a teacher in Lake Arrowhead who I think was picked out because she was conservative to have the master teacher come in and watch her every move. And she, in my presentation, as you remember, I compare what was going on in Nazi Germany to what Common Core is doing and what education is like when you have a big central government with top-down education that is essentially watching and controlling everything, including what the teachers do. Well, in Germany, Nazi Germany had master teachers assigned to go in and supposedly train the teachers, but really they were spies. This lady in Lake Arrowhead said that her master teacher was writing down anything that she dared to do that was different than what she was supposed to do under Common Core. So she knew that she was really spying on her. Whenever she made a move to do anything traditionally that she had done, she could see the master teacher writing everything. So that is one of the goals of Common Core. Also, Obama has given charge to 10,000 master teachers to spread out across the nation and go into the different schools to supposedly train the others. But I think they really are master spies as well. They're given $20,000 from the federal government plus the payment that they get from their school district. And that's just one of the many ways in which Common Core reflects what was going on with Nazi Germany. So that's, some of the teachers are telling me the truth about it. And we have a school board president in the Travis Unified School District who is totally opposed to Common Core, is not afraid to say so. She's now a member of our Eagle Forum State Board, and she would be a great guest on your program. I'll have to...
If you would get those people for me, we'll go ahead and interview them. We really want to get the opportunity to get the information out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a subversive program, and basically it's unconstitutional. There is no authorization in our Constitution for the federal government to direct the course of education, but this is exactly what it is. Who actually makes up this curriculum for Common Core?
Well, what is so interesting, as was been brought out, I was on the Glenn Beck program last Friday, as were 40 other people across the nation. What is really nice, Glenn Beck has really talked about this, and he had us all on his program on Friday. It was David Burton who was doing the interview, because I don't think Glenn Beck is doing very well health-wise, so we really need to pray for him. But David Burton's program, it was mainly all about the assessment test coming in, and it is the assessment that drives the curriculum. And the teachers are told they have to teach the test each and every day. So who wrote the assessment test? That's really who has been pushing this. And when you find out that the leaders for the two consortium, that's what they call these two different groups that supposedly came up with all the questions for the assessment test. One is called Smarter Balance Assessment Consortium, SBAC, and then the other one is called PARC, and I can never remember what that stands for, but essentially the 46 states that signed on to Common Core were divided up into these two different consortiums. And the person who wrote the Smarter Balance, the leader for it, was Linda Darlene Hammond. And Linda Darlene Hammond is this most amazing progressive educator at Stanford. She's written several books that are just pushing her philosophy of progressive education. She also wrote the curriculum that went into C-Scope. Do you remember hearing about C-Scope in Texas, Dr. Stan?
No, I haven't. Go ahead.
C-Scope was this amazing program. Here we thought, well, yay, Texas refused to sign on to Common Core. Well, they had something even worse called C-Scope that they've had since 2007. And in the back of my book, in the appendix, I write about C-Scope. I just found out about it as the book was going to print, so I quickly added that because it was so important. They won't tell you what the acronym stands for, but I'm sure that the P and the E at the end stands for Progressive Education, because that's exactly what it is. And Linda Darlene Hammond was the main writer for it, along with another Lucy Calkins, who was also very liberal and very progressive. And the teachers had a gag order placed on them where they could not talk about it to the parents. No parents could see the curriculum. The children had no homework, so the parents wouldn't be able to see what they were doing in school. They found that those teachers that began to speak out about it and quit their job to do so, we found out that the curriculum was very anti-American, anti-Christian, pro-Islam, pro every liberal progressive viewpoint, pro the United Nations, pro Agenda 21. So that's what I think Common Core is all based on, if we were going by the writings of Linda Darlene Hammond. And then for the PARC Consortium, the main writer for that is Sir Michael Barber, a British subject, who you wonder why does he have any right to be leading this group. He is so liberal. In my slide presentation, I show him even leaning to the left in his picture. He's so liberal. Anyway, he, in his formula for our children, he speaks of our children as human capital, and he has this formula where he believes that our children are just supposed to be marching through the government schools like little factories where they will all come out the same. And he has a formula of the ethics that he thinks that they're supposed to have in their training. And what do the ethics stand for? It's not any ethics that we believe in. His is the belief in Earth oneness, citizens of the world. And his other formula, systemic innovation plus sameness of standards plus structure plus human capital equals a whole system revolution. So he wants all of our little human capital, our children, to go through the government schools, little factories, with the same design, sameness of standards, same structure, and then we will have this whole system revolution where there will be no turning back to the old ways. And his influence is so strong and so far because he works for the Pearson Foundation, the biggest publishing company of education books in the world. They've taken over 100 other publishing companies, just let them keep their own name. The Pearson Foundation has offices in 70 other nations, and Sir Michael Barber is their chief education officer that represents them in all of these other countries. So that's how they're pushing Common Core worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, our children are under attack today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, somebody had called in, wanted your website again there. What is the website, Arlene?
It's BUACC.org. And then to order my book.
One more time. What is it?
CUACC.org. And that stands for Californians United Against Common Core. And then to order my book, you go to smallhelmpress.org, or you can just order it from Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. And we do carry the book. It's called Ascending Common Core. And then, of course, we carry a DVD where, of course, Orlean is speaking at our conference last year. Gives you the background. And we've got Barbara on the line. Hi, Barbara. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, and both. It sounds like, you know, I'm listening to this, and it sounds like, you know, Common Core is more indoctrination than education. But I'm wondering about Christian schools, Orlean. Is the Common Core, does it have any Christian education allowed in it at all, or what's going to happen with these schools?
Well, the Catholic schools that have really been using it longer than any other, they think that they can tweak it and make it so that it goes along and they're still able to teach their religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. But when you realize that everything that is really in Common Core is exactly opposite of what we believe that children are individuals, that they are truly created in the image of God, and they're beautiful little spirits that come from God, and that is not at all what Common Core believes. If you read what Sir Michael Barber teaches, he truly believes that he's an atheist, and he believes that our children are essentially just little robots to be pushed through these factory schools, and they speak of our children not as individuals, but as belonging to the common good, and that's why they think, and they also believe that they belong to the state. That's why they can do with them whatever they please. This is based on the German system, where they truly believe that the children belong to the state. It's called Parens Patria, which means that the state is the parent for all of us, and that's what these socialists and these progressive educators truly believe. So I think that you would really have a conflict trying to teach Christianity under this Common Core label.
Okay, Barbara, any other thoughts you had?
Well, it seems like it also takes away the desire for children to excel.
I mean, it does. It really lowers them to the lowest common level. And it's just appalling. And they're trying to say, oh, it's going to be so much more rigorous, and we're going to have, instead of having an education that was a mile wide and an inch deep, we're going to have education that is a mile deep and an inch wide. That's why they do these amazing, wacky things with math, where it takes an entire class period to do one math problem, and they have to write essays about their math problem. My son, who is a very promising CPA, whose wife teaches the third grade, and she was showing him this math, new math way of teaching, he said had he been taught that in elementary school, he would have hated math. He would never have ended up as a CPA. And if you go online and Google the Common Core math, you'll see a YouTube clip that comes up of a middle school teacher who is teaching math. And he says that there is no one correct answer, that this is math by consensus. And my son said, try to figure out if someone's income tax with math by consensus. That would be ridiculous. So it is a very strange way, and it's lowering the standards and lowering the children's expectations of themselves.
Anything else, Barbara?
No, and it just makes them more, you know, able to be controlled.
That's what it's all about.
Orlean, thank you for everything you're doing.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Good night, and we'll be back here in just a moment. Our guest is Orlean Kula, and basically you need to get her information, and basically we carry her book, Common Core. We have a CD set. I'm sorry, we have a DVD of Orlean telling the background of the Common Core curriculum. This is a subversive movement sweeping across America. What are you going to do? Sit back and wait till they've destroyed the hearts and minds and souls of our children? Gordon, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Good night.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Hope you enjoyed the program with Orlean Cooler tonight. And basically, she said she hopes I live another 20 years. I hope I don't. I think the time would not be too distant when I'll go to be with the Lord, but I will be here as long as I possibly can. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can get our four best CDs of the month, or tapes of the month in our newsletter. You can get the various products we have. We do hope many of you will consider getting yourself a Big Berkey or a Berkey Light and your extra filters, because if we do get into an EMP attack, which I will tell you I really fear today, if we do have this occur, you're going to need a means of having to be able to purify your water. I mean, we carry Miracle 2 soap products, we carry ancillary health products, and certainly things like Prostate Support for men and menopause support for women, and certainly immune support. Right now, I don't think we have any of the menopause support. We do have the immune support and then the prostate support. And most people are deficient in iodine. You need to have a supplement. Most people are deficient in vitamin D3. You need to have a supplement. And certainly in magnesium. And we carry all of these things. If you'd like to get a list of the health products we carry, or give us a call and have a good supply on hand. But if you do not believe that there's a possibility of a electromagnetic pulse attack, why, please get a hold of our 4-CD set or our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. We do have the 2004 congressional report on the EMP attack. Very soon, within a day or two, we'll have the 2008 EMP, congressional EMP attack, basically with a number of PhDs employed by Congress to study the danger. And I will tell you, after reading it through, it's even more devastating than I thought. and basically we carry the book, A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's the 4 CD set. That's the DVD interview, pardon me, a talk given by Ambassador Henry Cooper, the 2004 Congressional Commission Report, the 2008 Congressional Commission Report, and the book, A Nation Forsaken. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in terrible jeopardy today because an EMP attack would shift America back to where we were in the 1850s. And yet, of course, this is not an imaginary threat. It's a very, very real threat. And I will tell you, there's an organized effort to conceal the truth from the American people and to block the efforts to correct this. Congress, the 110th Congress, voted unanimously in the House of Representatives. Every Democrat, every Republican, every Independent voted a resolution to try to protect America. And it was effectively blocked, and it's been blocked ever since then. Why has it been effectively blocked? Who is suppressing the information so most Americans don't even know what an EMP attack is? And of course, as you begin looking into that, this gives you a whole different perspective. Somebody is just concealing this information from the American people. That's why you need to get it. You need to duplicate anything that we offer and get it out. And then you need to begin to help us get the information before the public and before our elected representatives. And we're going to start launching a program locally. You need to start making preparations. We're not going to probably be able to change things in Washington, D.C. The people I know in Washington are making plans so that they'll be able to find some place where their family will be relatively safe. And you need not only to do that, but you need actually to plan locally how you can organize your community so that they will be able to survive, or at least some of them will be able to survive if we have the EMP attack. And I don't think it's a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. And it's not a nuclear weapon. It's going to be a massive solar flare. We haven't had one for 150 years. We had one 150 years ago, and it's just about destroyed certain parts of our country. This is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.